Blog Talk Radio.
Looks like we're shy of one horse.
You brought two too many.
afternoon. One show closer to number 1,500. Damn. Not bad, y'all. Welcome. Good afternoon. And welcome to another edition of the Stir Fry here at Soul Tree Radio on the Raw. I'm your host, my Michael Lewis Ingram, DJ Honeycomb, and as always, it's great to be with you. Our show proudly sponsored by BASNNewsroom.com and the Assassins of the Black Athlete Sports Network. With all the shit, the who, what, when, where, why, and how, right now at www.BASNNewsroom.com. Shout out to the members of the Brother Man Network, wherever they may be. Lydia Reggie in Richmond, Virginia. The Orlando Ledbetter and Sonic Charles Jones in Philadelphia. Ricky Hampton Sr. in Detroit. Michael Robertson in Oakland, California. Pat Freeman, the mighty Oba, scanning the lands of Oba territory, which is Western New York, Rochester, Buffalo, Al. The rest of the brethren, when they get in, and sister. Right now, riding shotgun with me as always, the bad man from the East Bay, Gary Norris Gray. What up, Jay?
Michael Lewis Ingram.
You?
I am not pleased with ESPN.
When have you ever been pleased with ESPN?
Wait. This, you know about gambling? Football,
yeah.
Right?
I think I know where you're going. Keep going. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, this week, Alexander said.
Ding. Mm-hmm.
Lamar Jackson was hurt because of hip injury, right?
Yep.
Hey, look at this. Look at this. Betting lines
mm-hmm.
for that game, right?
When the report came out,
quarterback had the flu. He had the flu or the flu symptoms, but Mr. Sanders didn't investigate. He didn't
okay,
go out. He didn't do due diligence.
Gary, that's a nice tease. Save that good shit. Let's tell everybody who we are, and then we can get back into that.
I am not happy. Come on. To be heard.
There we go. As the definitive source for information about the black athlete, whether it be historical or analytical, BASN has always celebrated the contributions of sport's most innovative and unique being, the black athlete. In 2016, as we relaunched blackathlete.com, look for more of the same from our unique set of writers and historians. We have been and always will be the soul of sport. We are BASN.
We are BASN.
Yes, we are. All right, now go back and get him.
Okay, now Mr. Jackson did a cartwheel for a touchdown at the end of the game last week.
Mm-hmm.
No problem. He didn't show up for practice on Monday.
Right.
So Mr. Jackson doing what he does always.
Mm-hmm.
Put a report out, but you know, Lamar Jackson did a cartwheel in the end zone.
Right.
Had an injury to his hip.
Mm-hmm.
It might not play on Sunday. Hold up. A day later,
mm-hmm.
the Baltimore Ravens press corps said that he had the flu symptoms.
Right.
Now, in the process, if you look at the betting lines,
mm-hmm.
it jumped more than 1 point. And as you said, Michael, when it jumped more than 1 point, it's money going
smell rat, yes.
So this guy, Alexander, and this is Gary Gray talking. It's not social media radio. The guy should be fired.
Yes, he should.
This is the reason why. The
I am. Yes.
He should be fired because, number one, he didn't do his due diligence.
No, he did not.
I mean, if you're a reporter, you're supposed to let the kids through before you tell them.
That's right.
He didn't do
that. But, you know, there's a reason why he didn't do it, G. And I'm glad you started off with this. I'm glad you started off with this because now, as they say in the old show, we can tell the rest of the story. Because we've always talked about how the so-called sports world and the so-called corporate world actually run together in a great many ways. Now, let me go a little outside so I can come back inside. You all remember Martha Stewart. You know, it was a while ago. Martha, you know, fine self, she's kind of cute. Martha was accused. She's a former Playboy bunny. I ain't mad at her. But Martha was accused of insider trading after she sold 4,000 shares of a stock called I'm Clone or M Clone one day before the company's stock price just like plummeted. I mean, crashed big time. Now, there were charges of securities fraud thrown in her direction. Martha and her lawyers were found guilty of four counts of obstruction of justice and lying to investigators. So, in a rather uptown way, Martha understood that snitches dig ditches, especially if they're wearing high heels. But Martha got away from it, and she got away with it. You know, she did not get nailed, basically, for the huger charges. She did her time. She went on about her business. And now, you know, she and Snoop hang out and cook and smoke together. God bless her. But, and here's the other side of the story, that cocksucker you just brought up, Adam Schefter, was trying to dip in his own thing. Apparently, Schefter was already being looked at for investing in a gambling app company alongside Robert Kraft, who's president, of course, and owner of the New England Patriots. Now, of course, when they railed out of Jackson, I thought, oh, ain't that interesting? You're going to get the ass about Jackson, I think, spontaneously in the end zone? But see, when he says this shit, I'm talking about Schefter, because remember, they make a big deal about him being an insider. And if this ain't insider trading, sports-wise, what the fuck else would it be? If he was a garbage man or working in the post office, he wouldn't have an opportunity to buy shares in a gambling app with the president and owner of the New England Patriots. So we know there's some bullshit going on. Now, having said all of that, this son of a bitch, we're trying to criticize and pile on Jackson, and Schefter has 8.5 million followers, supposedly, according to this site, Awful Announcing, and he is awful. But it turns out, as many Raven reporters were doing their thing, they were questioning Jackson being out due to a stomach issue. Now, you know, fuck all of y'all, because we know Wednesdays traditionally in the league, this is when the injury reports come out. You'll know whatever you need to know if you're supposedly doing your due diligence to bet on Team A as opposed to Team B. Now, the fact that this trouble started after Jackson won the game. Think about that. Nobody said shit about Jackson until he beat Mahomes. And I ain't got no, I ain't got nothing against General Mahomes. General Mahomes is cool. But they did not expect him to win. They really thought he was going to take a loss. So there are some other things with this, but you got to come back to the fact that Schefter is talking to Kraft the same way that Jimmy Jones was talking to the head of officials and going off about how the rules were this and the rules were that. So where I come from, big mate catches big rat. And I got to think, Gary, this is a reasonably sized rat trying to eat its way through the maze and cause some disgustingly shit. What say you? Credibility than ESPN ever will have. However, Adam Schefter, who's supposed to be a so-called journalist, is trying to dip his wick into the corporate well. And I have a big problem with that. You know, insider trading is insider trading.
It affected the money law. You know, I have a problem with that.
Well, we know that. We know it affected the betting line, but before we even go any further, let's go into the belly of the mouse and get somebody who used to work there. T-Mac, what's going on?
How's it going?
Oh, thank you for the email. I'm fired now. Thank you for the email.
I don't know if you'll thank me now after.
but in all honesty, T, I mean, doesn't this smack of insider trading? He wouldn't have gotten the opportunity to even do that if he wasn't scratching Kraft's ass with these people from this gambling app.
Well, see, Mike, I think, me personally, this probably isn't the first time that that's happened.
With him
or with any other player. Because, see, here's the thing. When we talked about, you know, the ceiling has been lifted, you know, basically this is everything. Now, let's be completely honest here. They've been, you know, folks have been getting this, quote-unquote, insider deal for a while. And it's, you know, now that we're in this era of betting and what have you, it's just the only difference now is that it's going to be looked upon as on the up and up. Now, I want to bring up something else. A couple years ago. This was going back about maybe 7-8 years ago. And again, involving another person from the Mouse. Bill Simmons, the alleged basketball, one of the alleged basketball writers or commentators for them, basically put out a bet saying that he had bet X amount of dollars that LeBron James was going to win MVP this certain season.
Right.
And I believe LeBron won it, but it was like if I remember correctly, it was like a very close vote and what have you. And,
right.
And surprise, surprise, Simmons voted for LeBron for MVP.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, integrity and all the other stuff. If you've got a guy that's basically putting it out there that he is making a bet on a reward and what have you, and he's a member of the media, and you come to find out that he voted on the guy and the guy wins, doesn't, where's the integrity?
Come on.
Where's the integrity? Well, here's the thing. They want it both ways because, see, now, if LeBron didn't get the MVP, he probably would write some piece about how he got screwed and all this other stuff. And it's the sort of thing where, no, LeBron didn't get screwed. You got screwed because you whatever. So again, now, and I'll bring it up to here. Now, we're in the middle of baseball's winding down. We're still going back and forth about the MVP in the American League. I mean, I think it's pretty obvious that it's Vlad, he's basically working on a triple crown.
Big Vlad, I like that.
He's number one. He's number one. He's pretty much number one in all the whatevers. But they keep pushing Ohtani.
Mm-hmm.
Now, again, Ohtani's, great to watch and all the other stuff. Now, I believe they've shut him down pitching for the rest of the year. But see, here's the thing.
Mm-hmm.
Who's to say that there aren't several writers they make such a big thing about players getting an incentive clause for winning an MVP or being a Gold Glove or what have you. And look, they're out there playing. So again, I don't have a problem with that, but why should the dregs of the media be making money off of awards? See, if that doesn't in your mind, whoa, wait a minute. No wonder they're pushing so and so and such and such. He's got
Thank
a personal
That's
stake
right.
in this thing.
Not a tweak. It's a squeak for the rats behind it.
But here's the thing. Everybody will bitch and moan about a player that has an incentive clause or what have you. But what if you've got a media person that, quote, unquote, has an incentive clause? Isn't his writing going to be biased? And see, here's the thing. A player is a player. A player's going to earn his by going out and playing.
Right.
And look, I'm a media – we're all media persons here. But nobody should be paying me for awards and all the other stuff. It makes you think about not just the awards, but Hall of Fame and all
True.
The. Because see, whenever we talked about Ryan Braun retiring last week.
But
I'm just saying, what's the first thing out of their mouths? Is he Hall of Fame worthy?
He's Hall of Famer. Like him, cheating ass.
But see, here's the thing. They'll make the argument for him And, and we'll tell you that, you know, that basically, you know, Barry Bonds and all the other, you know, steroid folks are the scourge of the earth and what have you. My point is, the thing about this thing with Schefter, we all know the shenanigans with Mel Kiper and Todd McShay in regards to the draft.
Exactly.
Do you really think it's just on the draft or just with whatever? Because see again, their whole quote unquote reputation and what have you is put out there as well. So if they're out there making statements and doing quote unquote insider stuff about how so and so is moving up on the charts, and meanwhile the folks who are drafting saying, hey, you know, on my fucking chart, you know, I don't know what he said, but see, this is the whole thing. See, again, everybody loves to throw up the whole integrity and all that other stuff, but now again, to me, a player that has an incentive clause that he's going to make X amount of money if he wins an award or if he has so many at-bats or makes All-Pro or what have you, I don't have a problem with that because they're out there playing. But someone from within the media who is spreading all sorts of, who has the ability to spread more bullshit out there, They're gonna in a sense make money off of something that they did, and like you said, you know, insider trading. That's a perfect example of it. Now, here's the thing. Now, in the National League, they're pushing. You know, the drum beat for Bryce Harper is getting a little bit louder and louder and louder. You know, in regard, you know, especially because, you know, with the Phillies getting close to possibly winning the division or fighting the Braves. But see, here's the thing. And again, this has got really nothing to do with Harper, but what if you've got a bunch of guys that have a pool that said, well, I have in my thing that Bryce Harper gets MVP, I'll make a couple of bucks.
Yep.
Conflict of interest much?
Hello. Well, that's the whole problem. This also, and we must say, since we haven't spent in a while, since you're in the vote, LeBron James, that he is the cash cow. However, we know that there's some spilt milk when it comes to this issue of credibility. The mouse came in 79 with a lot of sizzle and very little fucking steak. And whatever steak was there, it left, leaving us with fucking hamburger. But not even the kind that you can make a good burger with. Them greasy motherfuckers that just
I think it's more spam than hamburger at this point in time. No disrespect to people who like spam, but I'm just saying.
Yes. So our brothers out there in Polynesia and stuff like that, you know, I've eaten too much of it to not dislike it. But having said all of that, we're looking at the fact that here's somebody who, under no other circumstances other than being up in somebody's crotch, has access to possibly garnering revenue that's not his job salary. These aren't perks. This is weaseling your way in to see what comes about. Because if you weren't a so-called insider, you wouldn't have the opportunity to get in there and do this dick dastardly shit. And let's also add to this fact that because you have, you present a possible conflict of interest. Now, you just brought up Ryan Braun. Now, I know they're going to talk this prick up as a possible Hall of Famer, but this motherfucker is even dirtier than Bonds if they really want to go that way, because he lied about it.
I'm done. I am done. I,
and he got a guy fired. See, to me,
that's right.
You know, he lied and he slandered this man. You know, the guy who found his positive test sample.
Right.
But he lied and he got this guy fired, and he tried to give some sort of bullshit apology. But that guy lost his job because of this. Say what you want about A-Rod, say what you want about McGuire or Bonds or whatever. They never caused anybody to lose their job. And I didn't find out this or whatever. Apparently, Braun tried to say that the guy was being anti-Semitic, basically because he was going after him because he was Jewish. He went full ham, kosher or not, on this whole thing. And see, I don't think you're going to hear, you know, I think the initial Hall of Fame stuff was just, you know, sort of like, you know, the knee jerk reaction to somebody retiring. I don't think he's going to, you know, I'd be very surprised if 5 years down the road he gets a lot of, I mean, he may get votes.
If he gets in before Bonds, it's a crime.
I don't think he'll get in at all. I don't think he'll get in. Just on his career alone, he's not going to get into the Hall of Fame. Even if you're looking at his career as on the quote unquote up and up, he's not a Hall of Famer. Not a Hall of Famer, even in the least sense.
No, he's not a Hall of Famer. Now you got me pissed. I got to find out what this bitch did, because this motherfucker is not a Hall of Famer. If you put his numbers up next to Bonds, it ain't even fucking close.
Mike, you don't even have to do that.
Because he's just positive.
When he got that guy fired,
Mm-hmm. See, to me, you compare, give me a clear way. My thing is, I don't even need to bring Barry into the conversation. My thing is, my thing is he even the best brewer? I mean, Robin Yount and Paul Molitor may have a little
Paul
bit to say
be the
about
best
that.
Brewer. Maybe Cecil Cooper can make an argument for. But he ain't even close to being the best brewer. Cecil Field, the end of one season, did more than he did.
Yeah.
Or Prince Fielder,
yeah.
Which one of the Fielders.
Prince Fielder, yeah. Prince. Cecil. Yeah.
Okay.
But see, that's the thing. See, a lot of the hyperbole gets caught up, gets lost. But see, you don't even have to go quite that far. He's not even the greatest brewer of all time. So don't even get me to even talk about this whole Hall of Fame thing. See, unfortunately, whenever something like this comes up, the automatic first thing is to just throw out the Hall of Fame, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And again, my thing, he's not even the best brewer. I mean, he may be. Will he eventually become a Brewer Hall of Famer? Possibly. But no, he's not, you know.
Well,
he's not even the best.
But all the worn-down beer that's possible to drink. But I'm looking at his stats right now. Barry Bonds is almost 1,000 hits more than this motherfucker. He hit .296. Big fucking whoop. Not even fucking close. I know there are Brewer players that have better records than this. And Robin Yount, Paul Molitor, Cecil Cooper, they would make more of an argument and should be in, as opposed to this fraud who we didn't hear much from when the white folks all of a sudden found out he was dirty. When they found out he was riding dirty, it was their whole episodes of SportsCenter where they did 5 and 6 minute clips about how duplicitous he was and how he ruined the game of baseball. Fuck no. They didn't do that shit. Fuck Ryan Braun.
Full disclosure,
regarding insider trading and sports apps, et cetera, et cetera. Tony is a witness to this. We were sent an email from somebody, and they were like, hey, you know, we really like the site, blah, 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 blah. Would you do a swap? Now, they knew it was a black site, and they said, would you do a swap? And I thought about it, and, you know, we thought about it, and ultimately I said, fuck no. You can't offer me money? Then it ain't that great a site, then is it? Supposedly, you're talking a bunch of shit. You'll pay for it like everybody else, so kiss my black ass.
Yeah. The thing is, again, when you decide to basically lie in that gambling bed, know what
mm-hmm.
you're getting into. What's going to wind up happening is all of a sudden people are going to try to play dumb. But no. This is all out there. This is all in the up and up. Everybody, you know, look, you can't watch a sports-related game now. You can't watch any sports now without being directly or indirectly affected by gambling.
Tony, you are so right, but this is what I was talking about before with LeBron, and not even wondering whether or not he was going to win. I was more concerned with what the fuck they were going to say, because they had taken the game out of it and made it highly. And that goes for that cocksucker Stephen A. Smith and all the rest of the motherfuckers that went along that. But he's still pissed about it.
We'll see again. Who's to say that they weren't, you know, doing something behind the scenes in the sense where if LeBron won or lost, they would make a couple of bucks. And look, let's be honest. We all know our friends and whatever and people in the industry that, you know, bet.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, at the end of the day, it makes me know never mind. But it's going to cloud how they analyze the games. Because like I said, what finally got me to stop watching pre and post game shows was
mm-hmm.
when the Mouse had one of their fantasy football analysts trying to talk regular football, and he basically said, well, this quarterback's not all that good because he doesn't put up good fantasy numbers. Now, think about that.
I remember that shit. I remember that.
Yeah, because he doesn't put up, you know, basically lottery numbers for folks, he's got a good overall quarterback. But see, that's the problem. Therein lies the problem. If you've got a quote-unquote insider, analyst, or whatever that is giving out information because he might have a couple of bucks on the game or what have you, it's not about him being an analyst anymore. He's no worse than Jimmy the Finger and this finger. And see, I say that, we always say that in jest, but see, again, if we're going to be talking about integrity and all this other bullshit that they love to throw up when it suits them, you have to look at it the whole way. And once you break that glass ceiling for gambling, you have to take all of it into account, the good, the bad, and the honest. You have to do it all the way. It can't be a half, you know, you can't do it half-assed. You can't be talking integrity 1 minute and then, oh, by the way, the over is 35. You can't have it both ways. You can't have it both ways.
Here's the gist of it, gentlemen. This is, well, referring to Schefter's ass, this ain't the only thing that he was under fire for. Apparently on Thursday, there was a piece that was written on Bloomberg from Timothy L. O'Brien included in the information that Schefter has invested in Boom Entertainment, a maker of sports and casino apps, developing, quote, rival money gambling products, close quote. And the larger issue there isn't that Schefter's investing in a gambling company, but that one of the other investors is Robert Kraft. Now, Sopan Deb of the New York Times pointed out in her conflict of interest that she saw and said, ESPN's most prominent football reporter is now business partners with the owner of a team he covers. And the piece was on Bloomberg.com. Now, if that's not sabotage, I don't know what is.
Well, it's, you know, put it this way. If I'm Joe Namath, I'm saying, give me back. Give me back Bachelor 3. You know,
that's right.
Because remember, that's right. remember that, you know, for those of you who may not be old enough, if you ever get a, you know, if you ever want to do a Google search, Joe Namath and remember, this was the year after they won the Super Bowl. They made an example of Joe. And Joe was well, if you all are going to do this, you know, the hell with it. I'll resign. I'll quit. And, you know, he did eventually come back. But see, again, it just, now people will say, oh, well, that was a long time ago and what have you. But no, that's bullshit. Because see, integrity and up and up stuff isn't supposed to change. You know, we always
that's
hear this
right.
bullshit from, we always hear this bullshit from Air Gazelle about, you know, guarding the shield and all this other mess. But now, I mean, let's face it. They're quote unquote sleeping with the enemy. Now look, have I done office pools for the NCAA? Yeah. I've won a couple along the way.
Mm-hmm.
But see, my thing is, I did not use my time, my analyzing to influence how I, you know, I didn't put it right. I didn't use my bet as to talk about my analyzing of the field. And that's the difference.
Right.
Now, see, again, as the article states, and as he, you know, he's looked upon as being the quote unquote top insider in all of professional football.
Yep.
And there is a responsibility that goes with that. And when you're in a basically bed with two, three, four, with basically a couple of enemies, shouldn't anything and everything that you're saying and doing be scrutinized a little bit differently? Let me just go a little bit further. Remember Reggie Rucker, the former receiver, NFL receiver, Browns, Cowboys, bunch of other teams.
Mm-hmm.
Now, not too long after his career was over, he became an analyst for NBC. A fairly good analyst.
He was actually
moving up in the ranks. And there was a game against the Bengals. He was doing a game with the Bengals.
Yes.
And they were making a reference about, you know, the kind of offense that the Bengals was running. And long story short, Reggie Rucker basically said, well, I had dinner with Sam White last night and he told me so and so and such and such. Come to find out, Reggie didn't have dinner with Sam White.
He lied.
And see, within a year, he was basically out of the booth. Now again, when you lie and when you lose your integrity, you deserve to lose your job. So
I agree.
In this case, I think Schefter has lost credibility because he's basically in bed with the people he's actually supposed to be covering.
No question. And this is no different than the situation where
Jerry Jones was talking to the head of officials on a party bus about what was going on. Now, I don't know what the fuck they said, but the fact that they're together, again, credibility. So we weigh all of these factors together, and the NFL ain't got shit to say. There won't be nothing coming out of Park Avenue because they already know they fucked up. Now, what Reggie Rucker could have done was he could have speculated because he's a pro player. He's an ex-pro. He could have said, what might be going on in that locker room is this. Or if I'm sitting in the Cleveland Browns locker room or the Bengals locker room, I'm thinking this. He could have personalized it without having to put himself in a perjurious situation by saying, I had dinner with him. You dumb fuck. So I'm not losing any sleep over the fact that you lost your job because of stupidity. You could have just thought about it a little bit more, and you'd have been fine. But we see this shit all the time, and you should know. When you're black and you do this shit, you get punished with impunity. They don't give a fuck about anything else. Mitch Albom can plagiarize shit, and they won't do fuck all to him. Mike Lubickin can be a little stupid piece of shit. They won't do anything to him. Some asshole who wrote a piece about Colin Kaepernick being a thug, not knowing any tattoos or Bible verses, should have lost his piece of shit job. But no, they didn't. So get all fuck off. Excuse me.
Yeah. Yeah, it's you know, everybody has a moral compass when it's convenient for them. But see, if you're gonna have a moral compass, that compass has to be up 24/7, 365.
Come on,
simple. Especially now, because now again the glass ceiling has been lifted. Now, you know, gambling now is right up there with, you know, baseball, hot dogs, apple pie, and shitty Chevrolets. So
that's right.
So if you're going to do all this, you see, obviously, especially the NFL, they didn't take into account to this. They just saw bucks. They saw
that's
big
right.
bucks, and they didn't look at the entire. They didn't look
big
at the totality. Of it. And see, there's going to be more stories and conflict of interest that will crop up. It's the first one that we know of, but I'm sure it's not the last.
Gentlemen, let's be real here. This is game 3 of the season, right? Sooner or later, a team is going to say, fly me $1,000 or whatever money it is underneath the table, and we'll give you a game. Now, it might not happen this year, but I'm telling you, it's going to happen.
Gary, if you remember, 2 weeks ago we were on air on Wednesday on the Hump Day special, and we hypothesized how long it would take before the first scandal came about, and we guessed week 3. So we go down this points all around. Because this really is the tip of an iceberg. We know we're going to hear something else through the course of the year about a huge situation, possibly syndicate, because there's too much money. There's just simply too much money involved. So much money that cocksucker thought he could get away with it and nobody would think anything about it because he's an insider. Well, you know what? Martha did time in jail, and she didn't snitch. But this guy, if he went to jail, he'd be crying like a little bitch because we know that boy ain't got the right stuff. This is as funky as you can get. And if you're thinking about gambling now, you should think a little bit harder because you know it ain't about whether or not the odds are there. The odds will always be there. It ain't about the players. The players will always be there. It will be about whether or not you pick the right people who are cheating at the right time to get paid.
That's the vibe you get.
Because, see, we say this so many times. With your hardcore gamblers, the teams, the players, and whatever are almost
It's about
the action. It's about being, you know, because when we talked about the John Oliver piece, which is still relevant after all these years. They always fought like banshees, both DraftKings and FanDuel. Mm-hmm. It was a game of skill.
Mm-hmm.
No, it's not. It's not a game of skill. Who the fuck won? Did they do the over?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Let me do it again. And by the way, let me do it again. That's not a game of skill. That's not a game of skill at all. I mean, look, Joe Namath said it best. Are they making money off of what they're doing? Yes. Then it's gambling.
Yeah.
I don't need Senseless Stone or the gambling bug to tell me it's gambling. But when you're trying to baffle people with bullshit, this is what happens. And see, the NFL is, and I'm calling out the NFL, but it's really with all of them. But I think the NFL, they just take it to the higher extremes. Because of their put it this way,
even
Two-Face from Batman is saying, boy, you need to turn around at least three more times before I can understand what the hell you're doing.
Exactly. No, this as we prepare to deal with the field generals for this week, we already know the spotlight is going to be even more intense. Now, again, Jackson and Baltimore defeated the Kansas City Chiefs. The end zone entrance of Jackson doing the flip, hey, God bless him, he's able to do it. But the fact that the so-called NFL media, some of them, went after him for that, I'm like, are you fucking kidding me? I mean, it made me think back to when Cam Newton was in his MVP year. And when he scored, you know, he pulled the S off of his chest, the shirt off, to expose the S and stuff like that. And then he started to dab, like do a little dip with the football. And they had a problem with that too. So here's where the racial dynamics come in. Now, of course, you don't want to be thinking about white supremacy while you're watching the football game, thinking of being eating a sandwich, but that's exactly what this is, and that's why what the field generals do is even more important, because how they talk about the game, how they talk about them during the game and after the game. Remember last year when some asshole from a San Francisco paper, I believe, said, well, you know, look at how Lamar Jackson hides the ball with his black hands with the black ball and blah, blah, blah.
Yep.
You can't see it. Yep. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
Wait, that guy got fired this year, by the way. He got fired in the first fucking place.
But that's the kind of shit we're talking about. You know, it ain't going to be long before somebody slips up and says, you people, referring to a duo of black quarterbacks going against each other on national television. Trust me, it may happen.
Well, see, the NFL, you know, as racist as the NFL, see, I akin the NFL to slave masters in the sense of, you know, they'll whip their slaves and whatever, but at the end of the day, they still want to make money off of that. And it's no surprise that a lot of these matchups, which offer the field generals, are games that are prominently. I said it Wednesday night, and I'll say it now. Mahomes Jackson is basically the Brady Manning of this era. It's going to be the Brady Manning of this era. They've already played in prominent games. Yeah, they've already played in prominent enough games. One of them has won a Super Bowl. One of them, they've also won significant postseason and regular season games. They've both won an MVP. So tell me two other current players right now where they have a rivalry like that.
No, they don't. But although I do say that Russell Wilson and Kyler Murray, if they
that could be next. And see, it's not a contrived one because they have to play each other two times a year. The only thing missing there, I guess, is longevity and the fact that they haven't gone up against each other in the postseason.
Exactly. They are in the same division, and they know each other very well. So it's good cat and mouse that we see between these two field generals. And the games have been very entertaining. But that said, that's not what the NFL cares about. The NFL cares about, are they going to score enough points to cover the over, you know? And they won't worry about prop bets as much, but they'll think about that too. You know, how many yards will Kyler Murray get coming out of the pocket? You know, how many times will Russell break contain and throw deep downfield? I mean, prop bets are an X factor because you can make a prop bet on almost anything. Like, I can say that Gary will kidnap Angela Beaufield and have her in his bedroom making biscuits. If somebody's willing to take the action on it,
Mike, you see how very quietly this week. They expanded the wild card thing last year. But you see now, they're adding a wild card game for a Monday night.
That's slick.
Yeah.
They know what they're doing. They got to make more money.
Well, again, excess, man. The excess. Mm-hmm. When you feel that you can do something without impunity, you'll just keep pushing the pedal to the metal and everything else. But at some point, the jig will be up because so again, if you're talking about a see, I think now it's not a matter of if, but when a major scandal is going to hit. I'll be honest with you. I personally thought it would happen in the colleges first because pretty much everybody in the NFL makes money, I guess, except with the exception of the referees or what have you.
$200,000 a year.
But yeah, they make more. They definitely make more than what they did before. But still, you know, I've always felt like there's going to be something more on the college level because the money, while it is big money to a certain extent, it's nothing compared to the NFL. But see, I may have to backtrack on that because the NFL literally walks around like damn bullies in a sense.
They do. And we used to call that.
They are the Trump, but not sports right now. They really are.
Well, it's the mentality, G, and I understand, but their ability to bogart a situation and come out on top while there's leaving all kinds of nonsense in their wake is at the heart of all of this. You know, nobody's thinking Chip Hilton on a fucking Saturday afternoon. They knew Chip was full of shit because the people who wrote the book were full of shit. All of this is geared to make money. And at least be honest and say that. It's like you always say, T, and I always like this comment that you make. You know, if you don't like a motherfucker, say you don't like him. You know, don't be making shit up and all this other horse shit. No.
Yeah, and see again, it goes back to what I was talking about in regards to analyze. If this is when I think I said it before, but I didn't really finish it. We all have buddies or folks that we know that bet games heavily. And when we hear them analyze a game, we're like, yeah, we take it, whatever, but we take it with a grain of salt because we know that they got a couple of bucks on it, and that's going to be the basis of their analyzing of the game.
Exactly.
But when you've got allegedly media folks that are doing this, it's to me, again, it changes everything. See, again, that's why I brought up the Reggie Rucker thing, because, see, again, it's about credibility. Mm-hmm. And like you said, if Reggie, you know, if Woody had just said, you know, I didn't have dinner with the, you know, he would have never, you know. But yeah, if he had just basically baffled them with bullshit, in a sense, he'd still be, he'd still have a job. But, you know, he felt the need to whatever, and he paid for it royally. The thing is,
yeah,
to me,
did.
What
and
Schefter
was good,
and the Lefler, it was very good. He was very, very good. And, you know, you would, but see, again, like you said, he's basically doing black time, for lack of a better word, you know, because if it's a white analyst or whatever, they will make excuses. They will whatever. I mean, there's this groundswell. There's this groundswell of trying to get poor Tom Brenneman back his job.
Oh, fuck him.
But it's like, really?
Huh?
There's a groundswell, because see, they're saying, oh, he's been punished enough now, and the same old kind of.
Unbelievable. Oh, and so we to go back to Tony's point. You know, we're not just saying it's a speculation. There's a cocksucker in Philadelphia, Howard Eskin, who should have lost his fucking job because he slandered Allen Iverson. He had no proof, and the station he worked for, WIP, was forced to have him read a statement that he lied, essentially, so he could keep his fucking job. We should have got fired. We should have tossed his ass the fuck out. But they didn't do this. And they should have. But that's what this that's what this crap has come to. You know, you'll cover for the motherfuckers that you want to protect. But the motherfuckers that did the dirt, he had an off day. Fuck you.
Yeah.
He didn't have no fucking off day.
Yeah. And see, to me, because see, again, when you bring the gambling aspect into it, it changes everything. Now, look, go ahead, guy.
Do you guys remember when the NBA hired, what is his name, the conservative broadcaster?
Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, I was actually working there when that happened, when he was hired.
It was a playoff run.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Rush Limbaugh and all his divine wisdom, said that Eminem is an average a below average quarterback. I remember their day. They sat there and said, what is he talking about? And then they said, Rush, you need to stop your BS and stop this.
Well, it was, you know.
He kept yapping. And see, what happened was, the longer he talked, the more he buried himself.
Mm-hmm.
And ESPN had no choice but to fire his ass.
Excuse me. And see,
they need to have a half-center. Half-center, this is the first step. And he's gone, because he can't stay there.
And the whole thing with Rush, he basically said there's a movement in the league to push black quarterbacks, and Donovan isn't really an elite quarterback. Also, full disclosure, like I said, I worked there at that time. We actually had staff, individual staff meetings, different staffs before he was hired. And we were asked, would you have a problem with Rush Limbaugh being hired here? And I basically said, yeah. I said, yeah. And I made it very clear why. And I knew that I was just leaning on deaf ears because they wound up, they being what they do, they did what they wanted to do, and then had the audacity. They tried to basically play a how dare you in the thing of they thought that they would be able to control him. Because see, if you remember, now he was the whole thing with him was that he was going to be the voice of the fan. Exactly. But but again, it just shows you how incredibly stupid. I'm not even going to say stupid. They knew exactly what they were doing. It basically came down to Tom Jackson basically said it's either him, you, or me.
That's right. And they said,
okay, Rush, we gotta go. We gotta let you go. Now,
Tony, you gotta add this, because what they didn't tell anybody was that Limbaugh was front man for a boat full of motherfuckers who wanted to buy the Denver Broncos. It was all
I thought it was the Rams he was trying to get.
Oh, no, excuse me. You're right. It was the Rams.
Some of them were based
in Denver. Yes, a bunch of motherfuckers who wanted to buy the Rams, and Limbaugh wanted it. And he was their way in, so they fought.
Sure. Let's see, that's it. Let's see. Wow. Another conflict of interest with ESPN. Go figure. But the whole thing is, when you get in a sense too big for your britches, at some point someone taps you on the shoulder and is like, okay, you need to sit. It's like this new commercial that they have. Ironically, it's an ESPN commercial as well, where their announcer guy goes on and on and on and on about, are you ready for whatever? And there's one scene where they go to the guy in the studio that does all the canned the canned crowd noise. He says, you can go. And the guy, of course, walks away dejectedly or what have you. But see, that's something that has to happen to the NFL. And it was already happened with ESPN because their revenues and all the other stuff that have been going down over the years. But see, this has to happen to the NFL because, see, look, the quote-unquote biggest year ever has a lot to do with the fact of them trying to recoup money from last year. Now they made money.
That's right.
But they didn't make the kind of money that they thought they should make.
Instead of big B billion. But they made money, and the greedy motherfuckers just trying to get more money.
Exactly. Because see, the whole mix of the biggest year ever and the whole taking the blinders off the whole gambling thing. This is, look, they have, the NFL, the reason why the NFL thrives is because unlike some of the other big three, they have numerous levels of to make money. Whether it's the season ticket sales, whether it's season ticket sales, whether it's TV, whether it's merchandising, whether it's whatever, Sunday ticket. I mean,
other
they have stream, they have revenue streams that haven't even been put together yet.
That's right.
But see,
we got Radio Reggie and Sonic Cheryl in the mix.
But at
and
some
Cheryl,
point, but
come
at,
back.
But at some point, at some point, though, that well does run dry.
Exactly.
Because
the analogy with the goose and the golden eggs.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And look, there's gonna come a time when Daffy can't pull out that golden egg. Yeah.
Exactly.
You
Hold
know?
On a second, guys. Gary has a lead for the cold. Reggie, can you hear us?
Sir, can y'all hear me?
Yep.
Yes. Okay. So Gary, firstly, tell us what's coming on the cold at the top of the hour.
Okay, we're gonna do continue the Andrew Center conversation.
Okay. Mhm.
Gentlemen, we have to deal with this white female missing issue, and compared to the people of color ladies who are ignored and see that's gotta change.
True.
Football, baseball, the usual COVID stuff. We're
going
to get into this. Hey, I want you guys to come on and
continue
the conversation.
Yes, sir. Top of the hour, 4 o'clock. You know, it's Grand Cove. Tony, you were talking earlier about Brenneman and how there's a groundswell to try to get him his job back. This is how the motherfucker lost his job.
One of the fag capitals of the world. Reds Live, the pregame show presented by Ray St. Clair Roofing.
3-0 ball game with the Reds in front of the Royals. We go to the top half of the fifth inning. Castellanos to lead things off. Jim Day's going to be taking us the rest of the way through this game as Holland takes over on the mound. I made a comment earlier tonight that went out over the air that I am deeply ashamed of. If I have hurt anyone out there, I can't tell you how much I say from the bottom of my heart, I'm so very, very sorry.
Because I lost my mother.
I pride myself and think of myself as a man of faith.
Yeah.
As there's a drive in a deep left field by Castellanos, it will be a home run. And so that'll make it a 4-0 ball game. I don't know if I'm going to be putting on this headset again. I don't know if it's going to be for the Reds. I don't know if it's going to be for my bosses at Fox. I want to apologize for the people who signed my paycheck for the Reds, for Fox Sports Ohio, for the people I work with, for anybody that I've offended here tonight. I can't begin to tell you how deeply sorry I am. That is not who I am and never has been. And I'd like to think maybe I could have some people that could back that up.
Help me get my job.
I am very, very sorry, and I beg for your forgiveness. Jim Day will take you the rest of the way home.
Oh, fuck you.
Man, I am so tired of this shit. I am so tired of this shit. He said exactly what he wants. And see,
that's exactly right.
He's sorry he got fucking caught. That's
caught,
what he's
right, exactly. That's the only, you know what, I would have more respect for him if he came out and said, you know what, I'm not sorry for what I said. I'm sorry that I got caught. I would be like,
you
know what?
At least you've been honest.
Okay, good. Finally.
And then Fox TV should sign him up.
Exactly.
He'd be with him.
Exactly.
He'd be right there with Fox.
Exactly. Yeah. He could be right up there with Ingram and Sean Hannity and all the other Klan members. But now
that's the toughest part.
But see, the thing that again, the whole deal is it's a lack of accountability.
That's
they don't
exactly
want to be
right.
Held account. They don't want to be held account. They want to hold everybody else on a high. They want to hold athletes to a higher standard than they would their elected officials. But when it happens to them, oh, I'm a man, a woman of faith. This is not me. This is not us. This is whatever. I mean, because literally, I'm like, okay, this is not me. Check. I'm a Christian man. Check. I'm looking for forgiveness. Check. You know, so they hit all the whatevers, but the one thing that they won't say is, I'm not sorry what I said. I'm sorry I always use the Homer Simpson thing where Bart says, Dad, we're used to your half-ass parenting now, but I'm using my whole ass now, son.
Listen,
He got fired
as quickly as he did, because if he hadn't said the nigga capital of the world, I wonder if he would say anything, because we know Mike Greenberg said Martin Luther King, and they try to whitewash
him. He still has his job.
And Negroes was backing him up. Black folks backing him up.
Yeah. Fuck him.
Yeah.
Now he's green. Yeah. Fuck him. Fuck him and all the others who go with him and whatnot. I'm sorry, Cheryl, come on in here. You can see we're a little perturbed and him is coming out.
I don't know why y'all surprised. That's what they do. They try to back up after that.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi, how are you?
I got the grovel, boo. Hello, sexy. What's up, beautiful?
Every time they get caught saying something they ain't got no business doing, you know, they pull out the white card out. Like you said, I'm a Christian. This is not me. Mm-hmm. No, just a minute.
Yeah.
Y'all a bunch of damn racists. Y'all want to dominate everything, and now you can't. Now they're getting ready to bust the NFL up, because now they got to let the players get paid for millions and billions of dollars that they made off of their black sweat and tears. And if they get injured, you don't want to pay for the injuries. You don't want to make sure that they're okay. So now they're going to get a part of your coin. Good. You ought to get them all.
Thank you.
I don't feel sorry for them. You've been making money off our black boys' blood, sweat, and tears for fucking years. Now they're going to get paid. How you like me now? They're greedy. That's what it is. They're greedy. These owners are greedy. They don't want to share nothing. They get endorsements. They get plugs from the different companies to advertise on air for the football games and stuff. Finally, it's about damn time. And they ought to get as many damn endorsements as they can before they sign on the dotted line with these damn owners, because it is a boys' club. They don't want us to own a football team. And we're going to own one. We're going to own one. Eventually, you can't stop everything. They don't want us to have a TV station like NBC or a CBS. It's coming. The handwriting is on the wall. We're getting just as much money as they're getting in some entities of businesses. And wake up and smell the roses. The reality of it is they are the minority, and they see the handwriting on the wall. That's why they don't want to they shut down the abortion thing, because they don't want the white women to get abortion, because they're trying to repopulate the white race. Wake up and smell coffee. As much as they say it affects us, it doesn't affect us as much as it is. These girls are not running out here having babies like they were in the 70s, the 80s, and 90s. They're more career orientated. They're not getting married as fast, as the men ain't out here. Or if they're married, they're not having kids like that, because these younger people want to travel and have a good time and spend the money they earn. So they're not curtailing us.
Let me ask this, Tony, because you were there in the belly of the mouth. Okay, we know that the NFL is a bunch of conservative cats. Now, how did they deal with the issue of putting out NFL information?
Well, you know, as we've over the years, Mike, have gone, you know, have done, the NFL is, I've always felt like they were the, of all the four major sports, they're the Al Jazeera of information.
Mm-hmm.
In the
right.
sense, you know, they're like, you know, the old Russian Pravda or
mm-hmm.
or any, you know, they put it this way. Joseph Goebbels has got nothing on the NFL because
yeah, right
they
that.
Take the same sort. Now, but see, the funny thing is they want it both ways because, see, there's a, you know, there is a lot of information out there in the NFL between just the, you know, just NFL.com by itself. Then you
right.
have, you know, Pro Football Reference, and there's just so many other functory sites. I'll give you, you know what? I'll tell you just how much it's how much
okay.
the NFL likes to control the spin.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even have to go back that far. When, you know, last year, of course, as you know, we started doing the Field Generals thing, and you
yeah.
know, we would get, you know, we would, you know, when we would we use or we incorporate audio,
mm-hmm.
sorry, we incorporate video and writing in our articles.
Yeah.
So when we would do something
mm-hmm.
on the Field Generals, we would like a clip, not a whole
yeah.
game, mind you, a clip,
yeah.
maybe like about that's like
okay.
the most, maybe 4 or 5 minutes or what have you. Come back this year when I did the first Field Generals for this year, and yes, week two is coming out before the night's over with. I apologize. I got a little slack this week. I had to, you know,
mm-hmm.
had to do a little few more things, but we'll get it out. But long story
yeah.
short, those same little 4 or 5, maybe 3, 4 minute videos that we were using last year have now been
yeah.
banned. They cannot be used on our site. So that's the thing. That's
mm-hmm.
the thing. So now it's a little bit more challenging now. Now I'm still able to get some maybe game film, but it has to be something that's
yes.
quote unquote not authorized by the NFL. What I've been
mm-hmm.
incorporating is news conferences, other people analyzing
yes.
quarterbacks in a sense.
Mm-hmm.
So we got to be a little bit more creative. But see, again, now, anybody who's ever been to the NFL's YouTube page, I think they might have the best one of the four major sports. I mean, they all do. Now, all four have a lot of information.
Yeah.
I really think that they, because they really, you know, they incorporate everything, you know, stuff
mm-hmm.
from NFL Network, NFL Films,
mm-hmm.
you know, the game, you know, game snippets, you know, they do stuff like, for the preseason, they had a thing where they showed you every one of Justin Lawrence's passes in his very first game. You know, you saw that
right.
in week one as well.
I saw that.
And, you know,
mm-hmm.
we try to incorporate that when we do the Field Generals. But again, now
mm-hmm.
that content has been banned to use by the NFL because they, because they can, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the thing is, you want it both ways. Now, look, the NFL, the NFL is going to get their stuff out there. You know, you can't hide from them. I mean, you know, like you like to say, like, roaches and in-laws, you can't hide from them. And you can throw the NFL
well,
in there as well. Their influence and their content is always going to be there. But the fact that they basically have taken a page out of Nazi
mm-hmm.
Germany or whatever to sort of control the spin just shows
mm-hmm.
you just, you know, how and where they're going. Because
exactly.
Look, end of the day, we're a news gathering, information
mm-hmm.
gathering service.
That's it.
End of the day.
Mm-hmm.
Now we don't do anything that slanderizes the NFL. We just, you know, here's the stuff.
Yep.
You know, go
exactly.
from there. When we talked about their incestuous relationship with the military, you know, we just put it out there. It's out there for public domain. But what happened?
Right.
You know, all the information.
Hey, T, how much money the military pay them?
Arizona Senators McCain and Flake authorized a line item in a pork package that allowed for over $70 million to be utilized for the pregame propaganda celebrations that they put out there on the sleigh before NFL games. And the other leagues were involved too, but we know for a fact $71 million was the number that came up in that line item situation with the Arizona Senators. Both Republicans.
And I can hear somebody in the background saying, what does that have to do with anything? Well, they tried to use that to slanderize Colin Kaepernick, making just paying him out to be anti-military. So
that's
what to see, if you remember, going into that season, and look, we've been watching NFL games for years. There was never very, with the exception of the Super Bowl and maybe a handful of playoff games, you don't see the national anthem being displayed or sung on an NFL game, especially a nationally televised game. But last year, first week, especially the nationally televised game, all of a sudden, you started seeing them sing the national anthem live on whatever. Hell, they even went so far as to put the black national anthem, Lift Every Voice and Sing.
But
a lot of that was just propaganda bullshit because they were trying to whatever.
This thing. That's exactly right.
That's been their thing. They our propaganda is better than your propaganda is basically what they've always felt like.
Yes. Let me ask Cheryl and Reggie this question. Okay. Reggie, I know you're driving and you got stuff to do from point A to point B. And Cheryl, I know you have a business to run and whatnot. Let me ask you, how much do each of you hear about gambling in the NFL?
Ladies first.
Gambling in the NFL.
How much do you hear about
it, Cheryl? You don't hear about it. But, the white boys get away with it. If our boys do it, the shade point is all over the paper. But they've been doing it for years. Come on. They've been doing it for years. They've been betting on games. That's why Pete Rose was thrown out as a silly. And then they reinstated his ass back in. He had been gambling a shade of point on games for fucking years.
Come on.
And nothing was done until it finally came out and they couldn't hide it anymore. They knew he was gambling and shaving point. Come on, this ain't nothing new. This ain't nothing new. White boys been doing it for years until the brothers do it and get caught. It's the biggest crime, We'll go back as far as Michael Vick in the dog fight. White boys been fighting dogs down south for centuries.
And the rule is on the greyhound track.
The part about it is we don't have any loyalty to our own because his own damn cousin turned him in. Why would you do that when he had $1 million purse, more than millions of dollars?
And that's what he
probably told him. I'm going to take care of you. No, I can't go to jail for that. Really?
That's exactly right.
His own cousin turned him in, who was part of the business.
His blood stabbed him in the back. And let's not forget the Rooneys own Greyhound tracks, and the NFL knew they owned Greyhound tracks. And they didn't say shit about
them. They still own them, don't they?
They still do.
I have Lassie on line two.
And Mike, tell Lassie Timmy can go fuck himself too. By the way,
yeah, that's right. By the way, Timmy's still in that fucking room. Where are you at, boy? No, I don't think so.
And the sad part about it is these white people care more about animals than they do human beings.
Human beings, absolutely.
Every day, drag them off.
Football player breaking his neck on the field. They say drag them off.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah,
they were proud of an alligator that snatched people's arms and spin them around. But a black person, drag them off, get another nigga in there, drag them off, or drag her off. But look, gentlemen and ladies, I'm here in Richmond, Virginia, where they get ready to open a TV1 casino. They get ready to vote on it in November, and that's Miss Lee. The lady in charge of Cassie, I've got a last name, that's in charge of TV1 and everything.
Kathy Hughes.
And mm-hmm. See, the sad part about it when it comes to procurement, sure, I know you know about procurement, but talking about jobs for blacks that's supposed to have a certain percentage, that's out the window. You can forget that because they already mm-hmm. said, we got everything lined up. That's a kiss of death right there. That means they got the white boys lined up ready to do the building. But the sad part about real quick, I'll say this about gambling. Number one, and Cheryl, back me up. First thing they lie about gambling is that money will go to the school. That's the first lie they say. Number two, all the infrastructure money will go to help absorb some of the tax base. That's the second lie they say. And the third lie they tell you, don't worry. If you have a gambling problem, we'll do everything we can to help you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They've been lying for a long time.
Mike, nobody has a gambling problem. They can find the stuff right with very. There ain't no problem finding it. So they don't have a problem.
that's your number, guys. When the lottery opened up in New York State, the commercial and the tagline underneath said, "Proceeds go to education." Educating you how to lose your motherfucking money because every school should have had school supplies and uniforms and all that other shit, and they didn't have a fucking thing. Now, this is 1976 we're talking about. So over 40 fucking years of the lottery, and my man Don Cheadle said, ain't no education going on there, motherfucker.
Mike, the lies they told us here in the great state of Connecticut was, we're gonna improve the roads. Put it this way, all I know is if you can't find Jimmy Hoffa in Jersey, he's definitely somewhere out of 995. That's all I'll say.
Every time you hit a box, that's Jimmy Hoffa picking up.
Yeah, Jimmy. Mm-hmm.
Transmission is. That had to be replaced. Another bolt on the engine. Other than that, it's fine. He said the car is in great shape.
Hey, are you talking great about roads up north? What he's talking about?
I'm not putting on that else in there.
I don't think you can hear us.
Now, let me bring on you. Okay. So
Get him straight, Cheryl. Get him straight.
Mm-hmm. But go back to the top of the hour and the main story. Adam Schefter, a supposed reporter and insider for the Bounce, got caught because he was talking shit about Lamar Jackson when he had prepped himself by going to a meeting where he ended up invested in a company that works for gambling. Now, he did this also with Robert Kraft, the owner of the Patriots. So this wasn't journalism. This was personal business. What the fuck are you doing coming in there? You only got the information. You only got the invitation to get in there because of Kraft. So this is insider trading. I mean, am I wrong here, Reggie?
Of course it is. Absolutely.
Martha Stewart went to jail for it, didn't she?
Mm-hmm.
She sure did.
Yeah.
Martha got
the balls on the shoulder and said, come on
down. Martha did it.
Hey, look, Martha Stewart came out of jail. Now that her and Snoop Dogg, best of friends. Go figure.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She got street cred now.
Yeah.
No joke.
Yeah,
but I'd ask the question real quick. Lamar Jackson, it doesn't have an agent. Now, I'm all about brothers being out there and looking out for themselves. But the brother should have been MVP of the year. He should have been on the contract versus Josh Allen and Buffalo Bills. Now, how in the ham sandwich Josh Allen get a contract with no fans in the stands, inflated numbers, but yet Lamar Jackson sitting there in his rookie contract. Something don't sound right to me about that.
Because he's white. That's not even play around with it.
He's the great white.
He's
wrong
the
great
white.
What's wrong with you?
That's right.
He's
going
to play the game.
Should
have been
time. Got a brother that can really play, but
say that, Cheryl.
As Michael would say, I digress.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Cheryl, hey, Cheryl, I got a question for you, Cheryl. You got Lamar Jackson and also our good friend, Mr. Dresser, sitting out right now, Cam Newton. Neither one of them brothers want to take the shot. Now, all I'm saying is, what's your thoughts on people who don't want to take the shot? I got my personal ones, but I just want to get your thoughts.
I like Cam Newton. I think they're doing him dirty. I mean, everybody don't have a great season. It happens. It happens. You know what I mean? He's human. And if you don't have the right team to back him up, what do you expect? A miracle? He's one man.
That's right. He's a proven
player. You have to give
player.
Him the tools to do what he got to do. If he don't have all the tools he needs, what the hell do you expect? A miracle?
He's a proven talent.
Here's my question. If Cam gets the shot, do you think a team would sign him? Or you think if he don't get a shot, then nobody's going to touch him?
I don't think no one's going to touch him. If nobody gets a shot, he'll waste away like Kaepernick. Yeah.
And just to reinforce what Cheryl said, I think they'll use that. They'll use because look, in their mind's eyes, they don't want to sign him anyway, but they'll just use that. They'll use that as clout to not sign him. Now again, you can go back and forth in regards to who should get it or what have you. Personal full disclosure, I've taken both of the shots, but I understand folks that don't wanna. But again, I think a lot of it just has to do with at the end of the day, it's a personal choice. Good, bad, or indifferent. It's a personal choice. But see, what's funny is they're going to all of a sudden the league's going to be pro-vax in regards to that now. I'm still trying to find out now. Kirk Cousins down in Minnesota was one of these blatant guys that said he wasn't going to do it. Now I guess
sure
he's taking it because he's allowed to play. And so ironically, Sam Darnold was another one that was anti-vax. But then I think, but then eventually by the time first day of camp opened up, he wound up taking it. But see, that's just going to be another political football that they're going to use to whatever.
Literally.
Just put it this way. If Cam were to take this shot tomorrow or whatever, then ain't nobody going to. I still don't think people are going to come lining up to his door.
No. And it's not about football. Remember, if we compare, say, Cam Newton to this white boy, Allen, they're about the same size. Cam's maybe 20, 25 pounds thicker. They both are mobile. They both can throw the ball deep, all that other shit and whatnot. Cam's got an MVP. Allen doesn't have anything yet. But the comparisons lead you to believe that the so-called prototype that they always talked about, that Mel Kiper and Todd McNugget get their hards on, they're full of shit. And because of that, we have to look at the bigger picture as it puts itself out in front of everybody. Cam Newton's getting a screw job done to him. It's got nothing to do with whether he can play or not. He can play. They know that. If he couldn't play, this wouldn't be an issue. But the long and short of it is, as long as the Cam Newton's out there and Josh Allen is getting blown up because he hasn't won any games yet in terms of postseason, he's white. He's white, and he's not an ingratiating white like he needs to play with his teammates. He's white like, I said some stupid shit in college, and I'm still a stupid adult, and I really don't give a fuck. Because as long as the Buffalo Bills win, those assholes in Buffalo will support me, and they won't be no repercussions for him. Cam Newton once told everybody in a press conference that in spite of the fact that they won the game, he got beat down to the white meat.
and a referee told him, you haven't earned that call. Think about that.
Wow.
Then there were 13 pass interference, 13 weapon pass penalties. But Newton was told this in his second or third year. Yeah, you know, you ain't in the league long enough to get that call. You hear that shit?
Hey, Mike, Mike, it seems funny to me how a certain scrub rookie down in Jacksonville is already getting these calls. I don't understand.
Oh, yeah. Somebody threw his hair away.
Somebody
spotted
him, and they dropped the flag. They just went rolled by and spotted him. And the flag went.
I saw the penalty. They put it back on a replay, and I'm like, get the fuck out of here. It ain't touched the guy. So we know.
But they had that flag waving, though, didn't they?
They damn sure did. Mm-hmm. And the field general is going to catch hell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's right.
Man,
and
Russell
they
got to deal with the Russell Wilson on line two just got tackled in the end zone.
That's right. Listen, it's going to get like that. And for the record, our field generals are currently 13-8. That's their record going into week three. So
13-7.
Oh, sorry, 13-7. Excuse me. So that's what's transpiring so far. The brothers are trying to do it. We'll see whether they get done or they do it. Long story short, this whole thing started with the fact that NFL talks out of both sides of their mouth when it comes to credibility. And insider training is insider training, whether it's on Wall Street or Park Avenue.
Yep.
You know they're not held accountable for the shit they do. They know what they're doing. They test the waters to see what can I get away with. Oh, I can get away with this? Okay, I'll try something else. That's what they do. All day,
45
every day.
All fucking day long.
He damn near tore the damn nation apart. And he still talking shit. And they still haven't shut his ass up. Or they fools that are running with him, they're tearing the country apart, and they don't care. And then the first ones to talk about the
money
and what the Democrats ain't doing, I'm tired of them being nice. They need to say, fuck it, and be just like them. I'm going to take this. Now, what you going to do? What you going to do? That's what they need to do. They need to get Brody just like them. Serve it back for them. And they need to shut that Mitch McConnell down for the last time. They need to put that cracker in his place because clearly he don't know it.
Because
you know what? He's trying to set up because his little wife is getting ready to go to fucking jail because they're investigating her ass. For transportation. So that's why he's trying to line his guts up in the road because they're getting ready to go after his wife. They're investigating his wife.
That's right. I have to bring this up before we close up, guys, because it's related to what vaccinations and which we brought up earlier. DeAndre Hopkins, who is a wide receiver for the Arizona Cardinals, arguably one of the best in the league in terms of hands, has put the Cardinals in a bit of a dilemma. Apparently, just like you all said, you know, testing's in effect and all the other shit that's needed to be done. However, Hopkins has stated on the record that if he comes up dirty for some reason, and I'm talking COVID, I'm not talking drugs or narcotics, if he comes up dirty and they say, DeAndre, you got to take a vaccine, stated that he will retire, or he is at least intimated. Let me say that. He is intimated that he will retire before taking the vaccine. Now, all of us here in this thread, we know about Tuskegee. We know about the shit that's been done to black folks. Cheryl, you first. If you were in a similar situation, what would you do?
I'm taking the damn vaccination. And the thing that amazes me, okay, we know that they've been experimenting on it. We know this. But guess what? With the vaccination, our people ain't dying as fast. When are y'all going to wake the hell up and see?
Thank you.
I have an immune deficiency disease. I have leukemia of the blood.
Same here.
I had to no choice.
Same here.
Because if I get it, it could take me the hell out of here. A lot of these black people have pre-existing conditions. Stop listening. They feed you that rhetoric so you won't get the shot, so they don't have to pay for you to get well, so that you don't be well. Wake up and smell the roses. It's propaganda. It's not true.
Hey, Shell, he might be worried about his testicles drinking up like a certain rapper told their cousin did.
You know what? She's trying to make herself relevant because she married that rapist. He DUI and killed somebody with a car. He's done nothing but bring her damn career down. She needs to wake up and smell the roses. When she's losing all her rep, and let me explain something to you. As much as she fights with Megan Thee Stallion and Carly B, them girls are getting money. They're getting endorsements. It's enough money for everybody to make stuff. When will these black women wake up and realize you ain't got to go after each other to be relevant?
Come on.
Thanks.
And then what's the statement she made is
really
a lie. It's a lie.
Mm-hmm.
He went to a bachelorette or a bachelor party, so no wonder why his balls is messed up. Because he probably was sleeping with the stripper.
He got gonorrhea. That's
what
he got gonorrhea.
That's what happened.
Oh, I dipped in the wrong
circle. Somebody treated them balls just too special, and now they messed up, okay?
Yep. It's chlamydia, Charlie.
It's
just another after school special. It's chlamydia, Charlie Brown.
Unnecessary roughness by Cheryl by Mr. Torture. That was Mr. Torture, Cheryl. Unnecessary roughness.
Gary just reported from the chat room.
He was at a bachelorette party for his wedding. What you think? Got in everything he get. Because they was pushing, man, you ain't going to never get no pussy. Yay. You're going to be married. And then you're going to have to cheat. And then when you cheat, it's going to cost you.
Father,
and then she's dumb enough to make that statement about him
I don't know if he sinned as much as he's itching.
No shit, young man.
So,
Gary
also,
Gary also reported
from
the chat room. Regarding D-Hop, Gary also reported that apparently Wiggins and the Golden State Warriors will not take the shot either. So there's a potential problem coming up in all the sports. If somebody has to make that decision and take that vaccine,
Mike, just to further that with Larry, Gary, apparently 90% of the players in camp for the NBA have taken the vaccine.
Yes, they have. Yep.
I have to go. My car is ready.
Love you, Cheryl.
I'll try to get on next week. Cheryl,
get that special to the kids now about going to bachelor parties. Get that stuff to the kids.
I can tell some young men that, but I can't do the baby.
The way they're growing so fast, they might need the conversation. They're growing up too fast.
I'm sorry.
Oh, Cheryl. No problem.
Bye, sexy.
Cheryl, here's your shameless plug.
Lil Skiles Academy 2010 Wrong.
There we go.
Philadelphia, we educate our babies. We educate your baby's mind. We're not a babysitting service. 215-345-9500.
There you go.
All right, bye, guys.
Okay. So, gentlemen.
That was a low blow, Cheryl. That was a low blow.
As we
only if it's, Reggie, only if it's done correctly.
For real.
I like a wax job. Mm-hmm. Thank God for Buddy Hackett and wax job.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my.
Oh, God.
Having said that, maybe give us something to walk with as we get to Gary and the Gray Leopard Cove at the top of the hour.
It's a damn shame that every time I turn on the fucking TV, every sports is like, well, the over and under is this. The under is that, and you can do parlays even before the first two quarters. Oh, my God. Gambling, gambling, gambling. Tell you back, Mr. Fingers and Mrs. Fingers, are they out of business yet, or are they still working?
Put it this way. She showed me her middle finger again this week, so they're not happy.
I rest my case.
And I tried to tell them I had nothing to do with this. I'm in their corner. I'd like, you know, to me what's going on, it's sort of like it's what Amazon is doing. Amazon is basically trying to get rid of the mom pa store.
Yes, they done did it.
For the most part. There's still enough of them hanging around because, see, you can't get everything at Walmart or at Amazon or whatever. You have to, you know, there is no store that has everything. So
yeah.
they'll hang on, you know, and again, depending on what part of the country you're in, you're still going to have the need for mom-pa stores, which is great. Now, the thing is, it's what you're basically paying for is the convenience. But then, when you've mm-hmm. got somebody that's going to basically use that money to build a fucking space copter,
thank you.
Mm-hmm. I mean, what the hell, man? What the hell? And by the way, Mike. Mm-hmm. Amazon Prime, another one of the NFL's revenue streams.
Are we paying a new owner from Amazon might be coming to NFL soon?
Tony just set up a perfect one.
I've been instructed by my lawyers to not comment because it might incriminate myself and tell the damn truth. I'll just leave it at that.
Okay,
I'll say
so
Jeff
Bezos,
owner of the Washington football team. I'll say it.
Tony just left us in the perfect spot because he talked about how Amazon was kicking mom and pop stores in the ass. I can tell you, I am a witness to this. I was born and raised in New York City, and in the mid 1970s. An old fart named Abe Beam was getting ready to walk out, and there were a bunch of candidates for mayor. One of them was an ex-lawyer named Ed Koch. And Koch came in with a whole lot of wisecracking and, you know, Jewish jokes and things like that. It was, how am I doing? That was his tagline. Oh, yeah, how you doing? So, you know, he had the kind of persona that endeared himself to some New Yorkers. When the plurality came out in the Democratic run for mayor, Koch went easy. And after that, it was a cakewalk because back then New York was really Democratic. But what people didn't know was that New York had backup from the real estate people. Now, I grew up knowing that there were certain areas that I could move to where I could actually get a little cake box apartment and get started and be on my own at 17 years old. And I did it. But when Koch got elected, it was payback time. And the real estate interests, they came collective. And all of a sudden, within 13 months, Manhattan Island became Fantasy Island. And the rents just shot the fuck up. And as the rents came up, as far as apartments, they also came up in terms of corporate rents. So those same mom and pop stores that Tony was talking about, they took the hit. So many of them got terminated. And I have to say it just like that, terminated, because they couldn't afford it. If you were a big box store, yeah, you can handle that. But they strong-armed all of the mom-and-pop businesses out of the state. And Some of them went upstate, but the whole point was they couldn't afford to keep up. This also led to prices in building materials going up as well, and using water-soluble stuff that led to buildings that were built in the 80s that were not as good, because if somebody farted on the sixth floor, you heard it on the fifth floor, and you smelled it on the fourth floor. So it's shit like that that we don't know really was affected by the fact that the mom-and-pop stores were done dirty. Now, having said that, we'll see you on the other side of the hour with Gary Norris Gray and the Gray Liver Cove. For all of us here at the tree, go safe, stay safe, and without a doubt, be safe.
Whoa.
All you need is him and y'all.